All right, Representative Shackelford, why is it so important for you and for the Black Legislative Caucus that Juneteenth is now a federal holiday?
Well, I think it's very important because we as a caucus and as a people want to give thanks to our ancestors who fought so hard for our freedom. We also want to encourage other people to let them know that the fight is not over, and we need everyone to participate and make sure that our United States is truly our United States. So I think making this a national holiday that raises this day to a level that it should be and that everyone can see it in their eyes as an important event that should be recognized and celebrated.
A couple of points here. First, Black Americans, some Black Americans have been celebrating this holiday for over 150 years. Why has it taken so long for the holiday to get national recognition?
So I think when you have a movement where Black people are trying to get a day that was very important to them and to this nation past General Assemblies, past Congress, it's very hard to get this type of a day or this item put as a priority in our agenda. And I know we have other priorities as far as when it comes to making sure people are fed, making sure they have access to affordable health care, quality education. So a lot of times the celebration of these days get kind of pushed to the bottom of that priority list.
Another point, too, is some of these federal agencies, like the U.S. Postal Service, for example, they knew this was coming, but they still chose, at least this year, not to take the day off. Do you make anything of that?
So I think if they knew this day was coming, they knew the legislation was going to be passed, out of respect for the legislation, for the day, all the federal agencies should have let their staff off. Because you have staff members who are African American who want to recognize and celebrate the day. And then you also have other staff members who are not African American but want to support their African American coworkers. So I feel that everyone should have taken off this day at the federal level.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there that this holiday, being a federal holiday now, is not just for Black people or people of color. It's for every American now.
Correct. And what we've just gone through with the pandemic, with a lot of the justice reform and the justice fights, we've seen that all Americans want to come together and work for equality and equity across the U.S. So I think this was the perfect holiday to finally get recognized as a federal holiday, and everyone should be able to participate.
And just one final question. Do you feel that this means something specifically to Indiana, just knowing the history of Black people and people of color in Indiana as compared to the rest of America?
I do, because there has been, like you said, a lot of celebrations here before this became a holiday in Indiana. People have celebrated Emancipation Day, Freedom Day, whatever you want to call it, but a lot of churches have had events. So Indiana has been those states and those groups who have already been celebrating, and I'm pretty sure that the community is happy that this is now a federal holiday, and they will continue those celebrations.
Okay, and I guess just as a follow-up, is there anything that the caucus is working on right now that people should know about now that the General Assembly session is over?
So we are working on our town halls. We have three this summer. The next one is August the 12th. So feel free to tune in. They are virtual. It gives you a glimpse at those bills that we felt was important that we passed, and let you know some of that legislation we're going to be working on in the future. So they're at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The next one is August the 12th.
All right. Thank you so much, Representative Shackelford.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.